Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, July 8th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Today, at the beginning of our MEC meeting, we celebrated the Association of Flight Attendants as the representative for all flight attendants at the new United Airlines in the recent representational election. Interim officers from the Continental MEC were introduced and welcomed, as well as our new LEC presidents from LAX Council 12, Dante Harris, and Las Vegas Council 25, Julie Morrissey. MEC President Greg Davidovich spoke at length on the crossover staffing program, the opportunity afforded us in negotiations through our solidarity and our aggressive pursuit in regards to grievance MEC 1-11 solicitation. Our Central Scheduling Committee presented their annual report to the MEC. The committee's monthly reports may be found in the non-public area of our website under the Schedule tab. In open discussion, the MEC deliberated issues involving the Downtown Hotel in the Washington, D.C. area, international taxation, crew meal components, and occupational injuries. A full summary of the action taken at the MEC meeting will be posted on our website soon. The Transportation Security Administration recently briefed air carriers and foreign partners to provide greater insights into recent intelligence indicating the continued interest of terrorists to target aviation. Due to significant advances in global aviation security in recent years, terrorist groups have repeatedly and publicly indicated interest in pursuing ways to further conceal explosives to target aviation. Yesterday, the TSA issued a security directive, and the information posted on the hot board dated 7/7/2011 should be reviewed. Additional news and information about this threat is available on our website. The Retiree Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, has completed development of their first official website. The website may be accessed on our website. The RAFA has 1,000-plus members worldwide, and its objectives are to unite retired members into a cohesive organization to advocate for retiree and pre-retiree needs by organizing and participating in legislative, educational, civic, social, economic, and community activities to enhance and advance the interests of its membership. The membership is open to retired members of AFA CWA, and they also have a category of membership that is open to friends and supporters of RAFA. Members are enfranchised, and an executive board is formed by the presidents of all RAFA local councils. For more information about the RAFA or to access their new website, please see the article on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.